Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the prohibition of listening to ghibat, the command for a person who hears any type of ghibat to try and refute it and prevent the speaker that is speaking, prevent him. And if the person is unable to do so, then the best thing for him to do is leave that gathering, move out. Move out from there. Don't expose himself to listening to any type of ghibat, whether it is a real or actual gathering or whether it's a virtual gathering, whatever gathering it may be. Person should excuse himself, leave himself, and move out if he's not in a position to stop the ghibat that is taking place. عن عبان بن مالك رضي الله عنه في حديثه الطويل المشهور الذي تقدم في باب الرجاء قال قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي فقال أين مالك بن دخشم فقال رجل ذلك منافق لا يحب الله ولا رسوله فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقل ذلك ألا تراه قد قال لا إله إلا الله يريد بذلك وجه الله وإن الله قد حرم على النار من قال لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله متفق عليه. حضرت إبان بن مالك رضي الله عنه, he narrates in his lengthy and well-known hadith quoted previously. Just to recap what that hadith was speaking about, there was a sahabi of Idban ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. So this sahabi Idban ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, had difficulty in seeing. His eyesight was very, very weak. So because he had very weak eyesight, now he had difficulty from coming from the area where he was staying to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it was raining and extremely dark, etc. So it was very difficult for him to come with his bad eyesight. So he had requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then come to my place and specify one place for me in my home that I can read my salah in my house because of this difficulty I'm having to come to the masjid. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to his area where he was staying. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his area, then naturally, like how when a buzruk comes to one of our areas, say he comes, for example, to this area, or he goes to Asheval, or he goes to Sherwood, or he goes to some area. So the people of the area, they all came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like how a buzruk, when he'll go to area, then the person of the home, normally as the message goes around, many, many people will come, or he'll invite many people. In those days, the houses were small, but the hearts were very big. So it wasn't something very, very big. All the neighbors to come and to the house when there is a special guest there. And who is the guest? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a special guest he had. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his house. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his house in his area, all the neighbors and all the people from around it all came to the house to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful sight that must have been. So anyway, out of courtesy, he prepared something for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he put it forward. And now whilst all the sahaba were there, all of them were seated, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a special attachment with every sahaba. And he knew his sahaba, he knew his people, and very often he would know exactly who is missing from there also. So whilst they were sitting there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now this is what this hadith is speaking about, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked about one sahabi by the name of, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked about this sahabi by the name of Malik ibn al-Dukhshum. This Malik ibn al-Dukhshum, radiallahu anhu, he didn't happen to be there on that occasion when everyone else was there. And imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made out that Malik ibn al-Dukhshum was staying there. He was staying in the area, but he's not present. So where is he? Out of courtesy, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he inquired about him. So this is what this hadith is speaking about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where is Malik ibn al-Dukhshum? Another person replied, that man is a hypocrite. Meaning, referring to Malik ibn al-Dukhshum, he's saying, that man is a hypocrite. He does not love Allah and he does not love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On hearing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not say that. Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defended the honor of the sahabi. He said immediately in that gathering, he said, do not say that. Do you not see that he testifies that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and he says it for the pleasure of Allah. He is a person that reads the kalima. Do you not see that he says it for the sake of Allah, and he reads it for this, he reads this kalima, he testifies in the kalima, and that he says it for the pleasure of Allah, one who testifies that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, desiring thereby the pleasure of Allah, then Allah will make it unlawful for him to enter the fire of Jahannam. Allah Pak will make it unlawful, haram for him to enter the fire of Jahannam. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining a very important principle, that when somebody's honor, a Muslim person's honor is being attacked, immediately you should try and defend it. We'll explain a little bit more further after this hadith. And Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu fi hadithi al-tawil fi qissati tawbatihi wa qad sabaqa fi babi tawbati قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو جالس في القوم بالتبوك ما فعل كعب بن مالك فقال رجل من بني سلمة يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حبسه برداه والنظر في عتفيه فقال له معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه بئس ما قلت والله يا رسول الله ما علمنا عليه إلا خيرا فسكت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم متفق عليه. He also did a long incident of the battle of Tabuk. And we know that one of the Sahabis that had delayed in going out. He had near of going out. His name was Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. But he said, I'll go tomorrow. And when tomorrow came, he said, I'll go tomorrow. He had the means of going, but he just delayed it a little bit, because we know at that time the produce of the harvest of Madina Sharif was there. And he thought to himself that I have a very swift horse, so I'll catch up the army. If I leave a little bit later, I'll still catch up with them and I'll be with them. But for some reason, one day went to the next day, to the next day, and it so happened that it delayed him completely from meeting the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majma'in, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here this hadith is speaking about that Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates in his lengthy hadith regarding the story of his tawbah, which was quoted previously in the chapter on repentance, whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the people at Tabuk. Now there was few thousand Sahaba that were seated there. At Tabuk, approximately 6,000 Sahaba were there. Now at this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew his Sahaba so well that he made out that Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu is not present. See how beautiful the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. That he knew his satis, he knew his people, and he inquired about them, genuinely inquired about his satis. So he asked, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked about Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He said, what happened to Ka'b ibn Malik? A person from the Banu Salima said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his cloak and self-conceit have kept him back. In other words, his love for the dunya and his love for himself, self-conceit, these two things, they kept him back from joining us. So this is what this person had said about Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. So now on this occasion, a Sahabi by the name of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he came to the defense of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He said, what an evil thing you say, by Allah, O Messenger of Allah. He intervened and he said, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First he told this person, what an evil thing you're saying. And then he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, we know nothing about him except good. We only know good about this Sahabi. In other words, we can't say anything about him bad. We only know good about him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just remained silent. Ulama explained that if Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu had said a wrong thing by intervening and stopping that person and then telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we only know good about him, if perchance this was wrong, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have corrected Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. The fact that he kept quiet, this in itself is approval of what Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu said. So here we learn another thing also, is that when it comes to defending the izzat and the status of our fellow Muslims, then we should go out of our way to defend it. But as I mentioned, and we will go on further in the different chapters here, to see that how and which occasions it is permissible. It is permissible to tell and inform people where a person is causing harm to people's deen or to people's dunya. A person is a means of harm. Now to warn people in a situation like that, it is permissible. Here what this hadith is speaking about is generally there's a conversation taking place, or there's no reason to believe, or there's no reason to speak bad about any person, and then you speak bad about a person where there's no benefit in it, and it's in a manner that is not permissible, then by all means we should go out of our way to defend the respect of our brother. A person who does this, he will earn the respect of from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.